but 2 hours after, I was awakened from a heavy sleep by an awful shock. The raft appeared to have struck upon a sunken rock. It was lifted right out of the water by some wondrous and mysterious power, and then started off 20 fathoms distant.
What is it? Cried my uncle, starting up. Are you shipwrecked, or what?
Hans raised his hand and pointed to where, about 200 yards off, a large black mass was moving up and down. I looked with awe. My worst fears were realized.
It is a colossal monster,
I cried, clasping my hands.
Yes, cried the agitated professor. And there, yonder, is a huge sea lizard of terrible size and shape.
And further on, behold, a prodigious crocodile. Look at his hideous jaws and that row of monstrous teeth.
Ah, he is gone. A whale, a whale,
shouted the professor.
I can see her enormous fins. See, see how she blows air and water.
Two liquid columns rose to a vast height above the level of the sea, into which they fell with a terrific crash, waking up the echoes of that awful place. We stood still, surprised, stupefied, terror-stricken at the sight of this group of fearful marine monsters, more hideous in the reality than in my dream. They were of supernatural dimensions. The very smallest of the whole party could with ease have crushed our raft and ourselves with a single bite. Hans, seizing the rudder which had flown out of his hand, put it hard aweather in order to escape from such dangerous vicinity. But no sooner does he do so than he finds he is flying from Scylla to Charybdis. To leeward is a turtle about 40 feet wide and a serpent quite as long, with an enormous and hideous head peering out from the waters. Look which way we will, it is impossible for us to fly. The fearful reptiles advanced upon us. They turned and twisted about the raft with awful rapidity. They formed around our devoted vessel a series of concentric circles. I took up my rifle in desperation. But what effect can a rifle ball produce upon the armor scales with which the bodies of these horde monsters are covered? We remain still and dumb from utter horror. They advance upon us, nearer and nearer. Our fate appears certain, fearful, and terrible. On one side, the mighty crocodile. On the other, the great sea serpent. The rest of the fearful crowd of marine prodigies have plunged beneath the briny waves and disappeared. I am about to fire at any risk and try the effect of a shot. Hans, the guide, however, interfered by a sign to check me. The two hideous and ravenous monsters passed within 50 fathoms of the raft, and then made a rush at one another, their fury and rage preventing them from seeing us.